Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show presented by SeatGeek. Myself, BBD, and back at it again, 2-0 on the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Dan Allen Rourke. Dan, how are you?
Good, man. Yeah, 2-0, yo. So 3-0 by the end of the night. Doing good.
I think so. Biebs, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
It's hard to be doing bad. It's hard to be doing bad, man. The Yankees roll. Last night, 10-4 final?
Yeah, okay. An okay final. Get it?
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. BBD got it. Man, I don't know. Like, sometimes, Dan, you let it rip on Twitter.
Yeah.
You're a passionate Yankees fan. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes gets me in a little bit of trouble.
If this was a baseball team right now, I'd be the veteran. You know, I've been through a lot of battles. Mm. You know, sometimes I don't go for it because I know sometimes the juice isn't worth the squeeze. The Yankees rolled the Twins again.
Yeah, man.
And it's just like, what do you even do?
I think we're at the point now, yo, where it's like, I mean, I was this way after the 2019 ALDS, you know, when everybody was like, these aren't your grandfather's Twins, blah, blah, blah. And then they end up sweeping them. Like, yeah. I think I was at that point then, but even now, it's just a reminder, like, we legitimately do own the Twins. If that's what you're getting at. Like, that's what I'm kind of at here. I know we're owning every team this year, but, like, it really is amazing how much we really do own the Twins.
Like, it's one of those things, you try to put yourself in another fan base's shoes, and they dropped it again on the broadcast. Like, if you include playoff games since 2000, the Yankees are, like, 103-30 or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Insane.
Like, the Twins are kind of a decent franchise.
Yeah, and the times where they've been, like, spanked by us in the playoffs, they were good teams.
They were solid teams.
Yeah, and I do wonder, though, you know, like, do you think it gets into these players' heads that, yes, have no, like, connection to those past teams that have been spanked around by the Yankees? But, like, it has to be at this point, like,
it's a thing
in the back of their mind a little bit.
It's a thing until it's not a thing.
Yeah.
And the Yankees tonight have Nestor Cortes Jr. on the bump. Is he the ERA leader in the
AL? Yes, he is now because I think somebody
did Perez
crap recently, or maybe it was Perez. Yeah,
we'll double check that. Yeah. The team that will be behind one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the American League this year, DJ LeMahieu at third base, Aaron Judge in center field, Anthony Rizzo, at first base. Giancarlo Stanton in right field. We love to see that. His first game back in right field since his IL stint. Donaldson DHing. Second baseman Gleyber Torres after he drew the short straw yesterday. Aaron Hicks in left field. Kiner Falefa at short. And Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroke at catcher. Dan, your thoughts on this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I'll preface it by saying no matter what, you know, with the fact that we have Nestor on the bump, and I think 1-5 alone in this lineup is good enough to beat the Twins. I'm not a huge fan of this lineup, just for the fact that I was banking on, once we saw Stanton in the outfield for the first time since coming off the IL, I thought that was going to be like the death lineup for the Yankees,
right. Which
would have Joey Gallo in it. Yeah. I know some people may think that's crazy to say, but yeah, my ideal lineup would have Gallo over Hicks and then obviously Trevino as well. Now, of course, being a catcher, Trevino can't play every single day, but I feel like there is still a little bit of like an odd sense of whether it's Boone or whoever, like, I don't think we should be putting the platoon vibes out there. Not that it's a platoon, but I feel like the Yankees still haven't fully gone as like Trevino is the Yankees starting catcher.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that if I were in charge, I would do. So, you know, rest days aside, I would have Trevino in this lineup. I'm not sure how many games in a row he's played. But yeah, my only gripes would be that. Trevino, I would wish would be in the lineup and Gallo over Hicks.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. I still don't.
Because I think, because obviously Higgy had the 4 days out with the, he's on the COVID IL. Mm. I think, take those out of the equation. It's been more or less like every other 50, for. 50, like
every other day.
For 5-6 weeks.
And I think kind of whether you want to do it with the catchers, whether you want to do it with Hicks and Gallo, for me, I think it ties into the Yankees are winning. So they almost don't view that as a problem or situation.
Joe's McFly sighting.
Joe's McFly sighting. Arm looks good. Elbow? Is it your elbow?
He's showing both arms now, so I guess he's ambidextrous. Is that the word?
I think he's ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah. BBD, I don't know if I'm, my computer's struggling right now. I wonder, tomorrow they announced Dylan Bundy is starting.
Mm.
I wonder if, like, Gallo's got better numbers versus Bundy, so maybe he swaps in for Hicks tomorrow, and they're, like, they're essentially doing an every-other-day type deal.
Mm-hmm. You got to make sure it's not going to be too hot for him, too, because we know what happens. Bundy, you know, in the warm weather, remember last year in the Angels? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on.
It's okay.
Gallo.
I kind of forgot about that.
Gallo's stat line, 11 at-bats. 14 plate appearances. So I gave away the number of walks. It's exactly what you'd think. He's 1-for-11. The one's a homer, 6 strikeouts.
Against Archer.
Against Bundy.
Against Bundy.
So
the exact thing you'd think.
He probably sees Bundy tomorrow.
And just for the fact of, I mean, Gallo looked good last night.
Gallo and Hicks.
Yeah, no, Hicks as well, too. But, like, the way I see, and I think I may have mentioned this yesterday, is the Yankees are getting at least, at the very least, one outfielder this deadline. Ooh. And maybe you will roll with either Hicks or Gallo. And for me, if I had to pick, at least as of this date, June 8th, like long-term who I'm going with the rest of this year, between the two of them, it'd be Gallo. So, like, right. I don't like the idea of a platoon, to be honest. Like, I'd rather have Gallo in the lineup.
Right.
Yeah. Gallo off Archer, 0-for-6, 6 Ks.
Okay. So that could be a part of your decision there, too. Let's see. Well, while we're in the Yankees lineup, nobody with a good track record except DJ LeMahieu, 3-for-8. No homers. Judge 2-for-12, Rizzo 3-for-13, Donaldson 7-for-47. Now it does need to be said, Chris Archer isn't the same Chris Archer that a lot of those stats came from.
Yeah,
we were talking about it before, he had thoracic outlet syndrome, which if you don't know, it's kind of worse than Tommy John at this point. Like a lot of big time pitchers, it's kind of it's been their first step out. I don't know, little heavy, little informative, whatever. For Minnesota, do we care about Minnesota's lineup?
I mean, I think you could put the best of the best against Nestor, right. And right now he's going to dominate them either way. So I personally don't really care. I mean, Gary's not in it. We can point that out.
Gary's
not playing, but Gio's hitting cleanup.
Gio's hitting cleanup, kinda and gives their me a little PTSD. Two-hole hitter today.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even notice.
Is Carlos Correa.
He back.
How about that?
DH.
First game back off of the IL. COVID.
I think he was on the IL, yeah.
I'm so glad that I can just go fully back to hating him now. Like, you know, I had that little bit of a stretch.
We all did it.
We all had
to
talk ourselves into it.
Yeah, and I would have been happy if he was a Yankee, but, like, the second he signed, like, not with the Yankees, it's like, all right, this guy's a piece of S again. Yeah. Not a fan.
Fun to hate.
Yeah, he's very fun to hate.
James O'Brien in chat says, Stanton DH tomorrow, so Gallo will play right. Okay. A little information there. Yeah, and the only other name that we haven't said, but it half makes sense, Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has done well for us, but kind of tough to crack the lineup right now.
For sure.
I guess we'll last night they didn't need a pinch hit at any point, but also wasn't really a point to sub and get someone out. He hasn't played the field.
So, I mean, Gallo and Carpenter on the bench, if you need to pinch hit for IKF or Trevino, you have a lefty there.
Yeah.
So I guess that can be part of it, and you have subs with Marwin and catcher. So,
I mean, pinch hitter, if you need a lefty pinch hitting, are you going Gallo or Carpenter?
Ooh, I'd go Carpenter because I think if there's a role that he would be more built for.
Yeah, and Gallo's not exactly a big spot, just for the fact of, like, if you're trying to get in a run, even if it's like a runner on third, one out, you go with a guy that's probably going to give you a better chance of contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonder.
And I think, aren't his pitch hitting numbers terrible?
I figured,
I'm going to go look that up right now.
I think they're, like, gross bad.
Yeah.
The pitching path to victory.
Yeah, they're bad. One pinch hit homer and 30 tries.
Okay.
And, you know, he's not homering. He's kind of not doing anything. Mm-hmm.
Better than me. Nestor and Cole on the bump the next 2 days?
Yeah, man.
J-Mo time, that's half stinker well.
Jeez.
I kind of was
that's
glad,
like the worst
honestly,
start
dude.
We got this year, and it's that.
Yeah, and it kind of, it's like, it's almost when, like, you're on such a big winning streak where you kind of want to lose one just to, like, reset and then get right back on the train
right.
of being good. It's like, I don't mind that. Tyone kind of
there was going to be a bad start, and you'd rather it be 4 innings, 4 earned
in a game you still
innings,
end up winning.
2 innings, 8 earned in a game. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Lucas Litke was a nice little performance last night. Peralta and then Marinaccio when the game got blown out.
Which Marinaccio looked good.
He looked better.
Tom Driver got some credit.
Better, a little inside changeup,
yeah.
A little slider away.
He sure. almost, I tweeted this out last night, I almost bought his jersey right away. Remember when Donaldson got thrown up?
I saw your
tweet. Up and in, yo. And I thought Marinaccio was having his back for a second. Not that he wouldn't, but like right. I was about to say, because when a rookie, like a young pitcher,
right.
takes that under like under his own decision and just like, yo, I got you.
Yeah.
That would have been sick. But it was a changeup, so I kind of threw that theory out the
yeah.
window. But
yeah. I'm interested to see. The crowd got a little rowdy. Some of Donaldson's questions after the game were about that. We'll see if there's any funny business today. I mean, we're an up and in pitch in this game from being like people standing at the top.
Yeah.
Top of the dugout.
Especially when it was just like where it was at Donaldson. I mean, that's like if he doesn't get out of the way, that's
spot.
Right at the
that's
noggin.
That's a dangerous spot.
Yeah.
That's
you
a
don't
scary
want
spot.
That.
Do you guys see his post game look?
Donaldson?
I did
not. No.
I sent a picture to Plouf. 3 chains.
Word? Ooh. That means you're feeling
and
yourself.
Then he
you
had
can't
like,
wear 3 chains if you're not feeling
had
yourself.
He kind of had his gray mohawk going. It was something.
He rocks the gray well. Like
he's owning it.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's no like he's not doing no
kinda
just for men.
Kind of plays with the Yankee gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know,
and like kind of like I don't like think of him and think, oh, he has gray hair now. But like then you look at him, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
It's almost the kind of gray hair where I don't think he's doing this at all. But like you know how like some people will like dye their hair gray at like
right.
a young age. It almost kind of looks like that.
Jimmy does that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it looks so good on him. Like at the same vibes yeah. with Donaldson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clay Holmes hasn't pitched in 3 days.
No.
Mike King is not pitching 2 days. I think Castro got loose but didn't pitch last night. Am
yeah,
I remembering
he,
that right?
He did not pitch
last night. I think
night,
in the blowout they
definitely didn't get in.
I think he got up. So, I mean, Nestor, Castro, King, Holmes, if you need it.
You got Nestor going 7? I guess there's no reason not to. Assume he's going 7.
I mean, if he goes 7, you just go King, Holmes, and... game over.
Mm-hmm. Now let me get the pitching path to victory straight here. So that's like
right.
the ideal plan.
Kind of like
game plan.
We do yeah. like if it's a tight game,
mm-hmm.
like it would be Nestor, King, Holmes, or Castro Holmes, I think.
Yeah, because I mean if you plan on him coming in, then you can bank on even getting 6 out of Nestor and then going King, 7, 8, Holmes for the 9th.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if they're trying to do more one inning stuff with King, you have Castro.
Yeah. And even I mean Wandy pitched well yesterday, and he had the day off
yeah.
on the 6th. So I mean, he's pitched 2 out of the last 3 days. They probably
the way
want to stay away from him,
pen,
but he could
think
if he had
not,
to.
Yeah. Hell, you wonder
but
if
he's available
Licky,
if you
like,
need
when's
it.
The last time Licky's pitched a back-to-back? It seemed like he pitched a lot yesterday. It was 18 pitches.
Yeah,
so
and
like,
he actually, I feel like, looked better yesterday than he has the most
yeah.
majority of the season.
He looked good.
So whatever that time off was might have.
His stuff is funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
It like,
yeah.
His pitches move like, double
mm-hmm.
because it's slower.
I also
it's just
I love
funny to watch.
I'm a big fan of Licky's pissed off face. Like when
yeah.
he gives up a run, bro, he looks so
yeah.
irritated with himself. And like I like that in players. I want players right. like my Yankees to be like, if you mess up, like as long as you show the accountability on your face, like I'm
yeah.
never gonna get on you really because like I know you care just as much as I do.
So they long relief. Banuelos is chilling.
Mm-hmm.
They could use him at any time, or if it's a blowout.
Yeah.
The other thing that I guess I'd maybe circle and get your opinion on, let's say Nestor goes 6. Do we think they try to give Clark Schmidt like a clean 7th inning at any point just to test if that's what he's
thinking about that?
I guess if you're thinking like the testing him out vibes, yeah, sure. But
like if it's, let's say it's 5-2, 7th inning, and Clark Schmidt's coming out of the bullpen.
5-2 is fine, but not 3-2 and not 4-2. It's like a two-run game. Yeah. Give me King for two and then Holmes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 5-2, I feel like that's where we're in like the testing the waters ground. Because it's, all right, three-run lead, technically close, but you still have some wiggle room.
Right.
Schmidt, yo, his last time out, I mean, and I've been hyping him up, and like rightfully so, as like being, at least during this time, a high leverage. But like he did not look all that great in his, I forget what game it was.
That's Sunday?
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
This is just me going off the eye test. I'll have to look at his stats, but like I think he's better than what he's shown. Unless like, is this, how are his stats, BB? Has he actually been good this year?
His numbers on the year, I think, still hold up.
Oh, then I'm on
last time.
He has a 1.72 ERA, so yeah. I'm on crack. Walks for nine over four, K for nine under eight. So, I mean, the ERA is good, but maybe that's what it is. Reliever ERA.
We're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like it's
he's given up runs his last two times out.
So I'm just full of recency bias. I'm one of those guys right now.
I guess that's the only thing I circle as a little bit of a wild card because it turns into one of those conversations. Would you rather test out if Clark Schmidt can do one clean inning in June against the Twins, or would you rather find that out in August against the Blue Jays? I'd rather find out now.
You're talking me into that logic. And even if he does if it's a 5-2 game, blows a lead, three-run bomb, whatever, if it's a 5-5 game, like I still anticipate us winning. Win. Yeah, exactly.
They win every game.
Yeah.
And he pitched 3 days ago, should be good to go, and he pitched 3 days before that, so I don't know if they probably would like to get him in if they want to do an every 3 days thing. Because he seems like the next guy that would be in that group. Right.
That's, you know, he is currently in the role Mike King played himself out of.
Yeah. So, and Schmidt, it's been multi-innings, is that what we're saying? He's been getting...
I feel like he's not super stretched out. It's been like...
The last two games, I think it got kind of yanked because he gave up runs. So one inning and 0.2 innings. One inning the time before that, but then 2.2. Mm-hmm.
I think this is a big thing of what you're saying, right? So he hasn't been getting clean innings, if I remember correctly, right? Like didn't he come into a mess?
In my head, he's been coming in the middle of innings, which still feels a little weird.
Yeah, especially for a young pitcher.
Yeah.
A young guy who's been a starting pitcher.
Yeah. Or when he's been coming in without base runners on, it's been...
It's been like they let Cole strike
a guy out.
That's been going on since like his debut, I remember.
If it was the seventh inning, Yankees are up 5-2 and Clark Schmidt comes out, I sit up. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, let's see it. Mow some dudes down.
I'm for it. You've talked me into Clark Schmidt in the seventh inning tonight.
Could also be an interesting Yankees trade piece this year.
Definitely.
We'll see.
He's somebody, and I'm a big Clark Schmidt guy, he's expendable to me. And that excites me because he has value.
If the player coming over.
Of course. Yeah. You don't just ship him away to ship him away. Yeah, but like.
He's a guy on the MLB roster that
he's got a chance.
Value.
Yeah.
He's got a chance.
That we don't necessarily from a position of need. Depth. Yeah.
Not giving him away, but.
Yeah.
Two, three, four. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Okay. If I'm ever going to be on this again, am I supposed to sing when you guys do that? I'm down.
You want.
But like, I never know. When you just started counting there, I had no idea what you were doing.
You're more than welcome to sing if you want.
Next time I will.
Okay. You don't have to feel pressured into it.
Was it a pressure thing? It's more so just wanted to be included and not, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're more than welcome.
All right.
So, if I'm remembering correctly, you picked Aaron Judge yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the deal is. I forget if I got talked out of it or what happened. I think I may have talked myself out of it because it was so cliche. I should have stuck with Judge and Stanton yesterday.
That would have been a hell of a first.
I think I ended up going with, so I got Judge.
Right.
And these all go towards like Jimmy's points. Is that how that works? Sure. Or word? And then I also picked Donaldson, right?
You went with Gallup. So Donaldson available to you.
Okay, so I'll cut myself off here. Are you going first?
I went with Rizzo.
You have Rizzo, and because Dan left Stanton, you took him.
So I did take Stanton.
Oh, so you had yourself a
So
night.
I had two homers.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I should get partial credit for that, just saying.
You should get partial credit for that.
To be fair. But you're a fair guy.
Note the partial credit. That means I go first.
Okay.
No, you went first yesterday. You picked Rizzo first.
I passed on Judge. That's correct.
So I'm going to go first, and that means you get two straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, bro, I'm learning. Okay.
And so I can't take Rizzo.
You can't take Rizzo or Stanton.
So if you wanted to take them, you should take one of them with your second pick.
Okay. Yeah, fair. And I can't pick Judge, right? And I'm not going to pick Judge.
Judge or Gallo.
Or Gallo, who's not starting, so.
Word. I got Josh Donaldson tonight.
Okay.
And that's who I was going to pick regardless. And also, too, speaking of, I feel like it was hella weird for Twins fans. Like, what are you booing him for? You see that yesterday? It's like,
yeah.
What? Like, so any player that gets traded, I feel like it's like, what are you?
Yeah.
It's not like it was his decision. I mean, he signed with you guys and they got traded away. But yeah, I got a. I think Donaldson's going to go deep tonight, and that's really going to start his like official hot return again. Hot from, yeah, getting hot. He's from back. Off the IL. He's back, yes.
He's back.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, his presser was a little weird.
I missed it. Yesterday I didn't do, like, I usually do watch the post game, but yesterday I just did a little, like, I watched Judges on the Yes Network, his post game, and then I watched Boons. I didn't catch Donaldson. What was the deal with
it? I'm a coin flip on it. It kind of depends if my mood or if I'm tired or what happened in the game. His outfit hooked me. It was just like, whoa, all right, Josh Donaldson. And then, they kind of asked. The reporters weren't trying to bait him. But I think they said something about being booed in your return, and he was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kind of. Like, and then there was another question where he wanted to be old Josh Donaldson and say something like a little hot, and he was just like, it's not worth it.
He definitely does seem reserved this year more than other years. I mean, he still has like that tough guy, badass look to him, but like, I guess that must be what it is. That, and like, I wonder if it has anything to do with like the actual
recent events.
No, not even that, but, like, I wonder how much has to do with, like, it is the New York Yankees, or just the fact that, like, he is not even remotely the guy right now. I mean, there's Judge, there's Stanton, so it's kind of like, it's like, you know, when you...
It's not his team.
You.
Yeah, like, you walk into, like, say you're in a new friend group, and, like, maybe in your previous one, you were the loud guy, but you can't just go walking all over the place when you're the new one in town, you know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Which isn't a bad thing. I think that's the way he should be doing. I just wonder what... But, like, we agree, though, that he is kind of reserved.
Kind of the new...
More.
Yeah, he's, like, the...
Maybe day-to-day, it's not... That much in the past.
Like you invite one of your buddies from college to hang out with your hometown friends, and they're kind of like looking for their spot. Like,
yeah,
what's my lane here?
Yeah, so maybe, yeah, he's still feeling it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
I
would like one big moment, though, where it's like, remember, like, I say remember, like I was alive, but via YouTube clips, the 98 brawl with the Orioles. Like, something like that, I feel like... That's the one thing left for this team, yo. Give me something like that. Nobody gets injured, of course. I don't want that, but I feel like Donaldson could be a star in that.
It would, It would add to the DVD.
Yeah, you know? That's what I feel like we're kind of looking for, at least when it comes to the regular season at this point. Like, we need DVD moments. You know?
Those Orioles would probably be like this year's Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Maybe something there.
Mm-hmm.
Rays always. I am going to take Aaron Judge.
Respect.
As he chases down Barry Bonds in the home run race. And I shouldn't be thinking this way, but in my head, I'm not going to risk saving him for tomorrow just in case the Yanks win two games and are like, give the big fella a rest day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wouldn't have him.
Fair.
So I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'll take Big Aaron Judge. And then how about Gleyber Torres? Gleyber gets a little rest day, comes back out. He's had the power swing going.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you think Gleyber's been, and I'm totally cool if he is, you know, OBP's down, power is back up, though. You think he's kind of just on the vibe of sacrifice, like play discipline for the power swing?
He's got the stroke right
now. I mean,
now.
Look at the stats.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the stats are showing that, but like if that's what he's actually trying to do, like I got no problem with that. I think I'll take power Gleyber over... What he was last year, even if his OBP is lower.
And that's the thing. Like, if you go in...
Because that's really the only bad thing about his season this year is the OBP. Besides that, I mean, like, his slugging, I'm pretty sure, is, like, over 475.
Like, if you go in his game logs... So, let's see. How far can I go back with this? If you go back to May 11th, he's been 286, 326, and 873 OPS. That's, like, a high-level player.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's May 11th. It's... June, April, May, June, you know, coming up on a month.
Yeah. And like, if you want to extend that sample size even further, I mean, you just go back to when he moved to second base last year, his numbers were up. And really, even the second half of last year, I'm pretty sure he had close to 800 OPS.
That was like a Yankees Twitter fun fact. Like, Gleyber's been okay.
Yeah.
It's like he'd been a good, competent hitter before that. He went on a hot streak when he moved to second, but.
Gleyber's second half last year, 289, 338, 794 OPS.
Yeah. Also,
the power is still a little missing, but.
Speaking of being okay,
DJ's
playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's kind of
last
an up and down.
Last night felt big for me.
Yeah, and last night definitely helped, like, the point that I'm making here. But, like, you look at the numbers, he's at a 125 WRC+.
Yeah.
He's at a 1.8 WAR. Put that over a full season, which the pace of games he's playing at right now, he's played 47. He's on pace to play 138 games. He's on pace to have a WAR over 5 this year. He's being paid $15 million a year. That's solid.
Last night felt significant to me. It was his first three-hit game of the season. He also had a walk. He had two walks.
Love walks.
It was not his first three-hit game. It was his third three-hit game of the season. So close. That was a lie. He's had one in every month. But like Marley Rivera, love Marley, she tweeted out, she's like, feels like one of those nights you're just not getting DJ out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his vibe in 2019, 2020. Like, there'd be a couple games where you'd see DJ, his first two at-bats, he'd have two hits, and you're like,
yeah,
I don't know if you're getting this guy out.
Yeah, and they were the legit DJ hits, too. I mean, obviously, right. My memory is clearly shot, as I've shown in this episode, but from what I remember, I think there were, like, some opposite field, nice, hard hit, legitimate knocks that
when
he had.
DJ looks like DJ.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's kind of funny because the OPS doesn't jump out, but a 120 OPS plus does.
Yeah.
It's still, people around the league still haven't been hitting this year. It's picking up. But, yeah, DJ basically two WAR.
Dude, that's solid. Also.
Third of the way through the season?
Yeah. This is totally random.
Sure.
But I think we're at the end, so I can kind of bring it up. I had, like, a realization about Gary Sanchez yesterday.
Okay.
It was, like, it got to the point where, you know, 2 months without him, you start to think, like, you remember, like, the good moments. You know, it's like you break up with somebody and, like, you don't remember the good parts after it's been a while. So I was starting to think, like, even yesterday I brought up, I was like, man, Gary Sanchez as a Yankee DH right now wouldn't be so bad. And then I just saw him somehow pull a ground ball in that first inning on a pitch that was, like, in the left-hander's batter's box. And I was just like, you know what? I think we're all right without him.
Yeah. No, it is funny. Like, he...
Love Gary, but, like, I just know how frustrated I would be if that was a Yankee at bat.
His second at bat versus Taillon, I think he was up 2-0. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, J-Mo doesn't have his best stuff. Like, Gary against the Yankees. Like, here we go. And then he bailed J-Mo out. He swung at two balls. And it was like, Gare.
Yeah. He had one opposite field hit that I thought may have been gone at first when he made contact. It was like a nice Gary swing, but it ended up just being a fly out to right.
I did get a little emotional.
Yeah.
You always wonder what's going to trigger it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing his forearm tat.
Yeah.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
I was like, Gary.
That's Gary.
I got, when I saw like his chest protector and it has the his name across the thing, I was like, I think it's like the same, might be the same one, like same navy. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Same color kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you you got another pick in the Homer draft, who would you take?
Oh, that's right. Another pick in the Homer draft. Okay, let me look at the lineup real quick. Another pick in the Homer draft. I wish I could say IKF's first homer as a Yankee.
Whoa.
But, like, I'm legitimately, I ain't going there. I'm sorry. But, nah, you know what I'm going to do here?
I'm kind of drinking that.
The IKF one?
Like, if there's a series, it would be this series. I'm not saying you should take him.
A revenge homer, yeah.
I'm not saying you should take him, but, like.
Okay, the fact that you're not saying I should take them makes me feel like I'm not being.
How about this? Again, we make our own rules here.
Mm-hmm.
If IKF homers, you get a point, I get a half point. But you shouldn't take them.
Okay, worse. That's like a separate, mutual pick.
Yeah, like you recognize something that I think might be right.
Word.
But it shouldn't be a part of this.
And that will kind of make up for you taking Stanton away from me. Yeah.
That's the trade.
Word. Okay.
You can take him back.
Nobody's picked Stanton. I'm picking Giancarlo Stanton.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. I was going to go with DJ, but... I don't know why.
His homer yesterday.
Wait, say it again. Oh, Stanton's.
Yeah.
I thought I forgot a DJ homer for a second. I was like, yeah, dude.
Pimps it and then like.
I love that. That was funny as hell.
Let me see how far it's going.
It's like funny as seeing like. It was such like an innocent move by like a 6'8", 6'6" dude.
Monster.
Yeah.
Monster of a man.
Yeah. That was a nice homer.
I just hit that ball so far. Let me make sure I can see it.
Yeah. And whenever Judge and Stanton go deep, like. We talked about my tweet the other week where it's just like it feels right. Like that's just something that like is supposed to happen. Like Judge, Stanton, homer, like life is good.
Do we have their record in games they homered? Wasn't that a thing for a while?
One loss, isn't it?
Like wasn't it like 21-1 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see if
it's also cool too, like anytime that does happen, because I feel like the first like pretty much 18 through 20, like it was always kind of like a dream, the idea of Stanton and Judge homering consistently.
Right.
But I feel like since last year, we've gotten that pretty often. just kind of fits the whole vibe of like, yo,
the Yankees are now 22-1 when Aaron Judge and Giancarlo homer in the same
game.
That
was impressive. What's that, lifetime?
I guess so.
Wouldn't be this year.
As Yankees.
Yeah.
Would be tough for this year.
Yeah, I did some. I'm not a math guy. I know we're not a math company.
We aren't.
Yeah.
That's a good news for you, yeah. Man. We are not.
The loss was last year.
Obviously.
Yeah. August 12th. So that,
the White Sox game. Yeah.
That was the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
I knew that was right around.
Yeah, that didn't count.
It kickstarted the winning streak.
Games was played at MLB stadiums. The Yankees are undefeated.
Not in a fucking cornfield. I just dropped my first F-bomb in the whole thing.
Dude. That's okay.
Yeah.
Pre-game show, dude. That's,
yeah, pre-game show.
I say that on Talking Yanks sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's the intent you say it with.
Fair. No, I just... You know? I come from the tongue the slab side of things where we don't curse all that much, which... Shout out to today's episode, Matt Blake, which was...
Dude, how is it?
So good, man.
Yeah?
So good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and he was like... I was a little nervous at first, and I wouldn't have blamed him if he didn't want to give all that information, because it is, you know, mid-season or whatever. His first, like, couple answers were, like, a little bit short, but, like, right after that, bro, like, he got into it And, like, you can just tell, like...
Opened up.
This dude's smart as hell. And I didn't even know he had, like, a psychology degree and everything. Like, everything that he was talking about, like, made sense. Like, oh, this adds up to why you are such a great pitching coach. Yeah.
Go check that out.
And he was also saying how, I guess when Blake got thrown out recently, that like Garrett Cole basically like takes over like the pitching coach duties, which is really sick.
He said that?
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, once he got thrown out, like Cole already had the clipboard in hand.
That's kind of awesome.
That was like chills kind of.
Go check that out on Toe in the Slab. Also, the Homer Draft was brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. PREGAME, you get $20 off your first tickets at SeatGeek. They're seat geeks. Think about that.
Mm.
Geeks are good at stuff.
Yeah.
They are the seat geeks. Code pregame, $20 off. So who'd you land on? You have Stanton and Donaldson.
And, Donaldson, yeah.
I have Judge and Glaber.
I like that. We should just, I mean, we had a really good night yesterday. Who was the only one that we picked that didn't, it was me. Gallo didn't go deep, but he had a good game. We're kind of, so far, I feel like good luck charms.
We're doing well.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, I feel like, not to be a good luck charm, I guess, with this Yankee team, because they always win.
The chat's asking a question.
Yeah.
Someone in quote said, Judge will probably never win an MVP, and then said, Dan Rourke.
What? Oh, they're playing, obviously.
That's a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're definitely playing.
It was by James O'Brien.
Oh, very funny. What up, boss? I was going to say, yo, like, what? And anytime someone brings up, like, they start with a quote, I'm like, shit, what did I say?
Whoa.
But, yeah.
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 I think that was a joke.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Probably. Jimmy makes jokes a lot.
He looks good. He makes a lot of jokes.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Sneaky guy.
Yeah.
And he's not always joking.
No. I make a lot of jokes, too.
Like, Jake's always joking.
Yeah, you kind of are always
Something
joking.
About me is always a joke. Look at my outfit today.
I love the, what do you call that hat?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess Safari it's like hat? A, it's,
well, look. It's like a, it looks kind of like, it's like a, the back it's thing. Almost like a fedora with a safari flaps in the back.
Yeah. Are you wearing that to, actually, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to disclose, but tomorrow and like,
I might bring it with, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think I first got it, we played cricket.
Yes.
We played cricket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But
I'm
still
deciding on my athletic outfit that I'm going
to
go
I wore
with.
This outfit to get my lunch today, and I was like, wow.
What does Jess think of it?
Like, a couple people looked at me, and I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Were you wearing the shades, too?
She's cool. She puts up with it. No shades.
No shades.
No shades. Which I kind of wish I had, because then I could kind of stare at people back, and they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the shades really add to, like, you literally look like you're going through, like, a safari in like a foreign. Yeah.
I'm going to something.
You're on an excursion.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds fun. I'm not a foreign country guy, but that looks fun.
You haven't been out of the country, right?
No. And it's not, it's more so I just love being, really, I don't like leaving the state. Like, I'm a big New Jersey, New York guy. Like, I always say Arizona was fun, but I like to be in my, I'm like big on familiarity.
You like what you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I told you, well, no, I was going to say like Yankees Jays game in Toronto, but you'd rather be home.
Yeah, and also, like, for big games, I like to be in front of the TV because I need to get the pregame and postgame.
You don't want to, like...
That's why it's tough for me to go to playoff games.
Like, it's a big base... Like, a lot of baseball fans are like, oh, have you been to these stadiums? Like, that doesn't have much of an appeal to you.
It would, actually, because I am so for going to games that aren't... my logic is so weird with this, and we've kind of talked about it. Like, going to Yankee games for me, one, is just tough because I got so much to do during the game. And, like, two, I like watching games on TV better than being at them.
Right.
So, like, if I'm not missing a Yankee game, I have no problem being at, like I love going to Citi Field. I've been to Citizens Bank Park, which is really nice. I'm not one of those guys that's, like, trying to knock off
so
all
30. So, like, as long as the Yanks aren't playing and you're at another ballpark, you're like...
Oh, yeah. This is nice. Then it's baseball.
Right.
Yeah. Just enjoying baseball.
Like, I was at the Lakewood Blue Claws game, the Phillies single A affiliate, on Friday. That was a blast. Like, that's just, you know, night that's out, nice. Watching baseball. Yeah. You know, that's cool.
Some prospects. Yeah.
I think what it is like, knew? I don't want to have, there was one guy, I forget what his name was, but, like, I just looked up, you know, the Phillies top 10 prospect list or whatever. Right. And, like, the number three prospect was there. So, like, automatically, I was like, all right, he's my favorite player. Sure. But, yeah, I forget the next point I was about to make, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another quote in the chat. Quote, from, I'm not a foreign country guy.
Damn. Nah, not a foreign country guy. I respect foreign countries, just more so. Plane rides, too, I think that might be part of it. Like, I actually am cool with plane rides now, but just naturally in my brain, I still associate myself with not liking being on planes, you know? So, I'll go by boat. Big boat guy. Love boats.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really go on them too often, but, like, if you were to say, like, yo, Dan, you trying to go on a boat this weekend? I'd be like, yes.
Okay.
You know?
We'll see what we can schedule.
I gotta start wearing sunscreen, though.
Yeah, man.
Dude. My doctor keeps telling me about it. Like, I guess it's because I, you know, have iris and pale skin that, like, sunscreen is important. Pale. Yeah. So I got to start using the SPF 70, you know.
BBD, SPF?
It's got at least 50 usually.
That's the way to go. I read 70 is BS, apparently, SPF 70. Like, once you're at 50, like, that's pretty much kind of the strongest.
It's not adding much more.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a scam.
I think I have heard that.
Yeah.
We got duped yesterday in the over-under.
It was the wrong over-under?
We were both on the over, and then we both kind of got hype.
Oh, about Tyone.
About Tyone and how good he's been.
Yeah.
So we got a little.
What even was it? It was like 8 something?
It was 8.5.
And we took the under?
We took the under.
I am... What is it today?
What is it today?
Any guesses?
I'm going to guess that... Oh, Nestor's really good.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like...
I bet they run
back. Same
or
higher.
Yeah, like. I'll say they run it back. 8.5.
9 flat.
Really?
What was it yesterday?
8.5 yesterday.
I'm going over that, dude.
Dude, some of these guys Minnesota brings out of their bullpen, I'm like, what?
I don't even know. Are they good, their bullpen? Like, that's where I lack compared to probably you and Jimmy, like, and UBBD. Like, I won't automatically know how good the Twins bullpen is.
Right. I think their stats... So their stats are middle of the pack, if not even a little under. And maybe that's fair. Like, they're just...
They have that, like, that one guy where it's like...
So I think they do this year. He's a kid, Duran, who, like, throws, like, 102.
Yeah. I don't know what his stats look like, but he's
the
a guy.
Duran. What's his first name? There's a couple of Duran.
It's like J-H-O-A-N.
Got you.
Duran.
Juan?
Just Griffin Jacks'
name.
Oh,
word. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, good. It got me going.
Damn, no, he's got a...
High on that list.
He's legit.
So he's the guy.
But he's like the guy. Yeah. But that's the thing. He's like the only guy.
Oh, the is
he's the
singular.
Only guy you're like, he comes
like
in.
Their
like,
number
right,
two.
This is going to be a tough inning.
You might remember him from the Rays is Emilio Pagan.
Oh, yes, I do. But he's
was
not.
Like, he was like, ah.
Yeah.
He's good on the Rays.
He's like, ah. I'll go over with you.
Yeah.
I think Yanks go double digits all three
I think
games.
So too.
And that'll be like the DVD.
Yeah.
They went out to Minnesota, and they scored 10, 12, and 13 runs.
And it was a precursor for things to come in the ALDS.
Wow.
You know?
Whoa.
I feel so weird talking about, like, my like what I project the postseason like layout to be, because I have no idea exactly how it works.
Yeah,
still.
It's a little funky.
Like, I know
every
it's, what,
week
three
I learn
game,
it again.
It's, like, three-game wildcard round, which we ideally will get a bye
two out
for.
Of three,
right?
Yeah.
And then that starts, what, the ALDS, and then it's playoffs like normal?
I think after
right?
that it's normal.
Yeah, I think so.
Word. I still probably won't understand it.
The top two seeds get a bye.
So is there any...
So the third the third division winner is not out of that wild card series.
So is it the same thing if you're like the one or the two seed? Or is it just like that
one,
only matters
two.
If you play each other?
So Astros and Yankees are going to get byes.
Astros and Yankees have basically. Byes. There was a MLB, I think, tweeted like what the bracket would be today, and that I think committed it to my memory.
Whoa.
Like how it works.
That's what I got to start seeing, because that's what how it helps me understand is the
and like right
visual learn
if the postseason ended today bracket. Yeah.
Yeah. And right now it's hilarious how it shakes out, because the Yankees, if it were today, they would get the winner of Jays Rays.
Wow.
Astros would get the winner of Red Sox Twins, which just feels not fair.
Mm. Yeah, for real.
Dan, I have one more question.
Juicy gets the cake deems.
Word. It's getting hot in here now, yo.
Yeah, I turned off the air. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to figure it out. You have a premonition?
I forgot about this part. What was mine yesterday? Mine was Gio going into the stands.
Gio into the stands. Didn't happen. Donaldson, you believed it.
You thought it was going to be Donaldson pop-up, too.
That's right, yeah. That was awfully specific by me. So maybe that's where my downfall was.
Can How about
you give
this?
Me yours first?
I'll go IKF to the warning track.
Okay.
Did it last night.
I'll go IKF to the warning track. I think he's close.
But he doesn't go deep. That's important. So if he
goes
deep.
So.
So if he goes deep, your premonition isn't correct.
It isn't correct.
Okay. Okay. My premonition. Okay. The Yankees are going to blow the hell out of the Twins. That's not my thing.
Okay.
Tyone is going to pitch well. It's going to be such a blowout Nestor. I knew that. It was like a, Nestor is going to pitch so well. 7 innings. And then the final 3 innings is going to be pitched by Manny Benuelos. Does that make sense pitch count wise? Because I didn't put
our
much.
Our new white flag this year.
Oh, that adds up with James Smythe's pitch count list. So, like, because Benuelos hasn't pitched since the 3rd.
We met James Smythe the other day.
Oh, James Smythe is the man.
Nice.
I don't think I ever met him in person. At the stadium?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Nice dude.
He's a genius, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, is that not interesting
Nestor
enough?
Nestor to Benuelos.
And, like, that makes sense to me because it's going to be such a blowout that
yeah.
adds up.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, this almost turned into its own podcast, but it was a good pregame show.
The Jake and Dan show in BBD.
Jake, Dan, BBD. Yankees. SeatGeek. 740? Do we like that?
740.
It's a little late.
I liked it yesterday because it, like, you know what it is? It's like, I was operating under the assumption at first yesterday that it's like, all right, it's a 7 o'clock game. Then I'm like, oh, no, it's not until 7:40. So in my head, I like tricked myself thinking I had a lot more time than I actually do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, later start than usual. But then you actually get to it, it's like, shit, the game's about to start. So, I'd rather just make it an 8:10 start then at that rate.
B8.
Yeah.
You can't be
I'm kind of with you.
Like, it's just kind of half pregnant a little bit.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yesterday, I got a little bit because it was like, first 4 innings were pretty slow. Yeah.
I don't know why they do that. Like, then it's like, what?
Yeah.
You being taller is kind of different frame. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.